From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we've got Sketchfest, a tribute to Sly, and Lizarium Reborn. Peter Hartlob keeps his laser in his pocket when he's in our studio. He writes the big event blog for the San Francisco Chronicle, and he's filling in for my co-host, David Wiegand. Thanks a lot for coming in, Peter.
Thanks for having me, Cy.
Let's open with something smoking hot. That's Kevin Coelho. He's an 18-year-old freshman at Stanford, and he's a wunderkind on the B3 Hammond organ, which is the classic organ of jazz. And I just can't believe he's so young and so accomplished.
Yeah, can you imagine being in the dorms with this kid, Cy? I mean, my roommate snored. This kid plays the Hammond organ.
I'd let him play.
Yeah. He'll be playing with guitarist Derek DiCenzo and drummer Reggie Jackson. They play an upbeat, funky jazz. I want to adopt all of them. I think I'm a year too late, but they really seem like a good group.
Kevin Coelho celebrates the release of his second CD, Turn It Up, in a concert at Dinkelspiel Auditorium tonight. It's free, and that is our cheap thrill. Sketchfest is back, and what started as a little comedy festival bringing laughter and snark to the Bay Area is now 13 years old, and it's not little anymore. Peter, it's very big. I know you're working on a story. What impresses you?
Well, you know, I think the Key and Peele event, Tenacious D, the Alan Arkin tribute, they're all going to be great if you can score a ticket. But like every Sketchfest, you can dig deep and you can find some really fun stuff. Comedy Nightlife event is at the California Academy of Sciences, and that's a little later in the program. A really good, cheap way to see a lot of performers. And then I'm personally excited about Michael Winslow. He's all over the Sketchfest program. He's that guy who did the sound effects in Police Academy. And he's a really fun guy to see live.
Sketchfest begins with a salute to Napoleon Dynamite at the Castro Theater in San Francisco on Thursday, and Sketchfest continues through February 9th. Something classical now. That's Richard Good playing Schumann, one of the composers in the bill, when he comes to Cal performances. And this is more something I would go to, Peter. Good is kind of the antidote to the explosively emotive style of someone like the pianist Lang Lang. He plays with power, Good does, but he's always cool. And he has this reputation, which I felt when I saw him a few years ago, for making the audience feel, however briefly, that we really understand the music after he's played it. So you think, oh, I get it, for about 2 seconds. Richard Good plays Janáček, Schumann, and Debussy at Zellerbach Hall. That's Cal Performances Sunday afternoon. And next we're headed to the Chabot Space and Science Center for a show that almost predates the Big Bang. It's Lazarium's 40th anniversary. And I saw this years ago when it closed over here in San Francisco in Golden Gate Park.
Yeah, at the Morrison Planetarium.
Right.
And I went to the new one, Cy. I'm happy to report you can go back again, even if your state of mind's a little different this time.
Uh-huh.
But there's the Beatles. I think that's a little bit like going to a steakhouse and ordering a salad. I'm going to recommend the Dark Side of the Moon Pink Floyd show. You will be transported back.
It is a classic. Lazarium continues at the Chabot Space and Science Center through the end of January. And now some great music from 1969.
Stand, they will try to make you crawl. And they know what you're saying makes sense at all.
Such a great song. It still sounds wonderful. It's uplifting. It's got a political message. Sly and the Family Stone, one of the bands that made the Bay Area a hotbed of rock and roll in the late 60s. And there's a tribute concert devoted to the tracks from the album Stand. And it's from the folks at Undercover.
Yeah, David Moschler from the Awesome Orchestra Collective has assembled and directs this really eclectic group of performers. You've got the Tumbleweed Wanderers. It's a group out of Oakland, barely in their
Grateful Dead style.
Yeah, they're in their 20s, though, and they sound like time travelers from Woodstock. Maybe that's what happened.
That's good.
Mick Nawooj, a chamber orchestra with two MCs and an opera singer and composer Joo-Won Kim on piano. You're going to see some wonderful, very diverse interpretation of Sly and the Family Stone's music.
Undercover presents 100 Bay Area musicians doing their take on Stan three nights at the Independent in San Francisco tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, with at least one member of Sly's original band on Sunday night. And one more quick shout-out. The Marin Theater Company is presenting 8 10-minute plays Sunday evening, written and directed by and acted by Marin County teens. It's a good chance to support the next Lauren Gunderson or David Mamet. Thanks an awful lot, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
Peter Hartlob writes the Big Event blog for the San Francisco Chronicle. You'll find details on the shows we've mentioned at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.